is genuinely a spirituality. And I think it's going to go down in history as the significant and authentic American contribution to the history of spirituality. What's so exciting about it for me as a Christian is to see that the so-called 12 steps are clearly stating what we tried to state in what seems like very feeble ways in church language and God language and theological language. But that language has become so overused, misused, spiritualized, mystified, that it doesn't have the punch for most people anymore. It just, you say words like conversion, and I guess all of us, how many sermons have you and I heard, you know? It's just, it connotes so many things that it isn't clear what it wants to say anymore. It connotes all of those 10,000 sermons we've probably heard. And I think part of the power of the language of the 12 steps is that it's clearing away some of that mystification. That mystification that always seems to take place in the realm of religion, where words get sort of holy and overused and constantly referred to in such a way that no one really knows how they're defined anymore or what they mean anymore. We can sort of use them however we want. In fact, I think that mystification is the religious form of repression. Just as individually, when we don't want to deal with things, we stuff them, as we say, we repress them. So in institutions and nations and churches, when we don't want to deal with something or don't have the tools to deal with something or don't know how to deal with something, we mystify it. I wrote a letter last month or right before the election to our good senator from New Mexico, where I live, questioning him on a number of the statistics that he had put out, saying how much the Reagan administration had done for the poor. And it was almost unbelievable to me. I felt this had to be answered. And so had they put it in as an op-ed column in the paper. And we really worked on the statistics, so we knew we had them right. But as you might expect, a few weeks later, I got a letter back from the good senator. And basically, it was this. Father, your realm is religion. And leave these more sophisticated things to those of us who know about it. All right, I can't believe he was that patronizing, you know. These things, now he said it in a little kinder way than that, but that's what the letter said, right? That we know, and you don't really know. And what I had said, in effect, well, of course money for the homeless went up under Reagan, because in fact homelessness was not even a problem when he came in, all right? So if he'd given a dollar, it would have gone up, you know. So that's the way you can quote statistics to make them mean whatever you want them to mean. That's mystification, right? And that is what an addictive society is unbelievably satisfied with. Just as individual people have not learned how to breathe underwater, now we're finding this entire dysfunctional society doesn't know how to breathe anymore and is quite satisfied with drowning. Just as the individual dysfunctional family is trained in denial and deception, so we see what is naturally happening, predictably happening, an entire society is making denial and deception a way of life. I wouldn't be surprised if later historians would not call the 80s the decade of denial, just as earlier decades have their name. The denying of the poor, the denying of the rest of the world, like we're even doing now with the United Nations, the denying of whatever we don't want to deal with. Now, if it's true, and I hope it's not, what Ann Wilson Chafe says, that 96% of our American families are somewhat influenced by dysfunctionalism. I mean, that scares me to death if that's true. But if it's true, of course it's going to be the character of the entire society. That what we can't control, we deny. Whatever we cannot control, we simply refuse to deal with, and we pretend it's not there. And we're seeing that happening in so many of our individual families, so many of our individual lives. But what I'd like to also make apparent tonight, if possible, is that the two are operating on parallel courses. That what's happening in the individual family, an individual person, is a mirror of the larger society, and the society is a mirror of the individual. Both of them are misfeeding one another.